And so I can continue where you are, that's fine.
Gentlemen, that, do you want to come sit down?
No, you're fine. Okay. Right, so I've got three clues, so the adults can join in this, three clues about the story this morning. Okay, so first of all, it's a basket. Right, basket. Second one, it's a bush. Anybody got any idea who we might be? Young lady there? Moses in the burning bush. So how does the basket fit in? Right, well done. We'll pop the burning bush in there, can't we? Technology and I don't go together very well. And so you've already guessed the story. So the last one is, this is my dad, my father's walking stick, but it doubles up as a, what did Moses have? A
walking stick.
Yeah, it did, but what's called a walking
stick? A shepherd's stick.
A shepherd's stick, it's got a, it's going to tell us.
A staff.
A staff, so we've got the staff there. Okay, so our story this morning, I'm going to stand up this morning involves the staff, but we need to go back a bit, don't we? Because Moses was a very special person. I was going to say boy, but he didn't say that. So just as you said, rightly, when he was born to the Israelites, to his parents, at that point, the Pharaoh, who was the king of Egypt, he wanted to kill all the baby boys because the Israelites had grown so many in number, and the Egyptians felt really threatened by them. So he said, I want you to kill all the baby boys. But of course, Moses' mum wasn't going to do that. And so she kept him at home for as long as she could. I don't know if you know anything about babies. They do make quite a lot of noise. And he got so big that his mum couldn't sort of hide him anymore. So quite rightly, she put him in a basket. Probably wasn't anything like this. But she put him in a basket and she put him in the River Nile. And who should come along but the Pharaoh's daughter? And the Pharaoh's daughter sees this little baby and she's like, oh, I can't leave him there to die. So she picks him up, she takes him home. But the thing is, because she's not a mum, she's got no milk to give him. So Moses' sister is in the bushes and she comes out and she says, oh, would you like me to find someone who could feed the baby? And the princess says, well, that's a good idea. And Mary says, okay, so she takes Moses back to his own mum to be looked after with the permission of Pharaoh's daughter, and she gets paid for it. That's pretty good, isn't it? Anyway, so Moses grows up. After he's finished being fed breast milk, he goes back to the princess, and he's brought up in the Egyptian court, which is really important because it means he's trained to be a leader. But then things don't work out, do they? He sees some Egyptian and Israelite fighting. I hope you're all remembering the story. It says the whistle stop tour through Exodus. He sees an Egyptian and an Israelite fighting, and he goes to save the Israelite and he kills the Egyptian and he buries the body and he thinks nobody's seen him, but they have. And then he sees two Israelites fighting and he says, you mustn't fight with your brothers. And they said, what are you going to do about it? You're going to kill us like you did that Egyptian. And suddenly he realizes that he's being discovered. And so he decides to run away, which is not always the best thing to do, but he was fearful for his life because the Pharaoh would take him. So he then spends 40 years in the wilderness being a shepherd. And you might think, that's a long time, God. Do you know for him to be doing that? But it was all part of his training. And then God, one day, meets Moses in the burning bush. And can you remember what's so special about the bush?
Yeah. God talks to him.
That was pretty special. Yeah, and what else? There was another thing about the bush. Yeah.
Even though it was burning, it didn't...
Get destroyed. Exactly. Oh, that's, yeah, very good description. Well done. The bush didn't get burned up, even though it was burning. So, and then, as you say, God spoke to Moses through the bush and said, take your shoes off, this is a holy place. And Moses, you're ready now. You're ready to do the job I've got for you. And the job is to go and get all that million plus Israelites out of Egypt. And you're going to do it. And from that point on, Moses started making excuses. I can't do it, I can't do it. How will they know? How will they know that who are you? What shall I say? And yet God says, tell them, I am. I am who I am. And Moses isn't really satisfied with that. And so then, God says to Moses, take your staff and throw it on the ground. So he does. He throws it on the ground. And we know what happens to it. Yeah?
It becomes a snake.
Yeah, it becomes a snake. Oh! And then God tells Moses to do what? Can you remember what he tells Moses to do? When it becomes a snake. Any of the grown-ups remember? It becomes a snake.
Wrap it by
its tail. Thank you. So Moses has to grab this snake by the tail. And it turns back into his staff again. And that's a sign. God says, when you're talking to the Israelites, show them that. When you put your staff down, it will turn into a snake. When you pick it up, it will turn back into your staff again. And you show them that, and that will prove that I am with you. Now, as it happens, Moses still wasn't satisfied, and God had to give him other signs. But that's the bit we're going to concentrate on this morning, as adults, that we've got all the backgrounds now. So, we're going to have a song as we lead into communion.